lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Lord Mensah, says the approval of 10.9 billion Ghana cedis as expenditure for the first quarter of next year has no room for growth. According to him, this trend, which has been a bane for the economy, is a source of worry. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Mensah noted that the situation also presents a setback for long-term planning. He advised government to take another look at expenditure in order not to undermine the IMF program.
I didn't see anything out of the budget that, you know, from the details that exhibits kind of a capital expenditure that a country can rely on for a longer term. I didn't see anything of that sort. So if you look at it carefully, it tells you that there's no room for growth in the country. And we have a history where we have to come from a country that can stand on its infrastructure growth. Now we're using that to service interest and amortize, you know, loans. So it's something that as a country we need to worry, whether be it the current government or be it the government that is taking over in the future. So we need to be careful the way we run this country. I think it's a cause to worry when there's no room for growth, using a chunk of your budget as to service just interest rate and principal.
And with that, almost 2 billion on interest rate, some would say, how do we curtail our penchant for borrowing?
Well, we know we have all the capacity to grow. We know population is growing. We need to make sure that we assemble a structure that will meet up the exponential growth in our population. But in the end, you can also cut your coat according to the size. Do things in moderation and spend wise. We've been going through series of our problems as a country in terms of our finances. That is why we have to go to IMF. IMF came in, they put stringent measures as far as our spending is concerned. Now, if we put all these things on paper and we don't implement them, we will go back to where we were as a country. So we should ensure that we spend and spend wisely.
And the finance ministry is projected to raise revenue amounting to 8.9 billion Ghana cedis, of which 7.2 billion will be from income tax, property and international trade taxes. Your view on this, and should we brace ourselves for more taxes?
Of course, we should expect that, because if you look at the budget, it's a year's budget that has been split into four, and then we haven't part of it. If the finance minister is saying that about 7.2 out of the 8.9 will come from income taxes, then obviously he has no choice of doing that. Otherwise, he would have borrowed from the market, because borrowing on the market, looking at it carefully, the cost that will come with it is also high, because now the euro bond market is not favorable. If you look at commodity prices on the international market, we cannot raise much from there. The only means that they can raise this revenue aspect is to just increase tax, and Ghanaians should be ready for that.
Lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Lord Mensah.